Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. You undoubtedly have heard about economic recovery, but when I hear that, I have to ask the question, where is it? Think about your own life. Have you experienced economic recovery? If not, and I venture to say you haven't, why is it that some corners want to try to put the wool over our heads? Now, let me just read to you what was published on January 25 in the Associated Press. It said, sales of previously occupied homes took the largest monthly drop in more than 40 years last month. Doesn't sound like economic recovery to me. The USA Today wrote on January 27, the United States is broke, and goes on to say, for the first time in U.S. history, in 2009, every single dollar of revenue was committed before Congress voted on any spending program. Even a recovery only temporarily restores a bit of financial freedom, not enough to reverse the downward trend. So they are saying that even if there were a recovery, it's not going to help us much in the long run. Well, of course, we have all heard about this tremendously good news right now that apparently sales are up. Well, let's not jump to that conclusion too quickly. I want to read to you from an article by the Associated Press dated January 29 saying, the economy boomed at the end of 2009, growing at the fastest rate in more than 6 years. The economy expanded at an annual rate of 5.7% in the fourth quarter, but analysts warn it is unsustainable. It goes on to say that consumer spending remains weak. Many analysts predict gross domestic product will expand at a rate closer to 2.5 to 3% in the current quarter and 2.5% or less for the year. That will not be enough to significantly reduce the unemployment rate, now 10%, when in fact it's much higher than that. It's about 17%. Now you think about it, my friends. This means about every fifth person in the United States is not gainfully employed. This article goes on to say, to drive down the jobless rate by just 1 percentage point this year, the economy would have to grow by 5% for the whole year. No one thinks that will happen. It also goes on to say that this report showed economic activity for the year fell by 2.4%, the sharpest drop since 1946. If gains from inventories and exports are taken out, the economy last quarter grew at just a 1.7% pace, not 5.7%. So these figures are just absolutely not correct if they try to tell you that now we are on our way to recovery. So now people have watched with expectation President Obama's State of the Union address, hoping that the lost confidence in his leadership would be restored. Well, they were mistaken. Let me read to you from the reactions here in the United States and overseas. Here's an article from The Telegraph from January 28 saying, Barack Obama gets an F for world leadership. It goes on to say, the scant attention paid in the State of the Union speech to U.S. leadership was pitiful and frankly rather pathetic. The war in Afghanistan, which will soon involve 100,000 American troops, merited barely a paragraph. Now let me just tell you, my friends, most ridiculous ideas are being proposed. Ideas like you're going to pay the Taliban enormous amount of money so that they are going to leave their environment and become peaceful people. That is the most crazy concept I've ever heard. Did you know that the Bible is talking about people who don't care about money? Here is an interesting scripture from Isaiah 13, talking about modern Medes, whoever they are. And this is what it says. Behold, God says, I will stir up the Medes against them, who will not regard silver. And as for gold, they will not delight in it. Also their bulls will dash the young men to pieces, and they will have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eye will not spare children. Now, you might want to draw your own conclusion as to that passage. But the concept like paying the Taliban money so that they get out of Taliban and become perhaps even soldiers for the allies in Afghanistan, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now, going back to the article by The Telegraph, it goes on to say, the Iranian nuclear threat, likely to be the biggest foreign policy issue of 2010, was given just two lines in the speech, with a half-hearted warning of growing consequences for Tehran, with no details given at all. And the article concludes, Obama's world leadership in the first year in office has been weak-kneed and little short of disastrous. Judging by the State of Union address tonight, we can expect more of the same from an American president who seems determined to lead the world's greatest power along a path of decline. You see, I'm not saying this only. There are people here in England, for instance, who say that too. In the United States, they say that too. They come to the understanding that this great nation is on the way to decline. Here's an article by the New York Post, dated January 28, saying, there was an enumerate, inaccurate, and distinctly unpresidential line, blaming George Bush for nearly all of his problems, leaving out, among other things, that the Democrats have been controlling Congress and crafted budgets since 2006. Now, let me just say, the leadership under President Bush was disastrous. But the thing is, the leadership under the present, current president isn't any better. Now, here we have an article by Times Online, dated January 28, it's also a British paper, saying, no detailed strategy was expected for saving the health care bill that dominated Mr. Obama's first year in office. Earlier, Senator Harry Reid said that there was no rush to get it passed. Now, that's abominable. Our health care system is an absolute abomination in the eyes of God. It smells to high heaven. When we have insurance companies who use mafia-like methods to bleed their customers by raising their premiums almost on a yearly basis, then what is there not to rush through? The idea that you can exclude somebody because he has a pre-existing condition is an abomination to God. You see, again, the leadership in this country is just absolutely not in existence when it comes to taking care of these problems. Many cannot even afford health care anymore, so they opt out. If they get sick, who's paying for their treatment? This article by the Times Online goes on to say, polls published yesterday showed that 3/4 of Americans believe that their federal government is not working, and 58% feel that their country is heading in the wrong direction. What surprises me about this is that 42% of Americans don't even seem to see that yet. In what world are they living? Are they ever going to watch the news? Are they going on the internet to read the news there for not seeing this? Well, again, the question is, what's the solution? Now, I hear Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and people on Fox and whatever, and they propose solutions, but there aren't really any solutions workable what they propose. Of course, you know, you can't expect solutions proposed by the Democrats at this point either. And so then people look at alternatives. And here is an interesting article about Scott Brown, who won the spectacular election over there in Massachusetts. But do you know the background of Mr. Brown? The German tabloid Bild Online wrote the following on January 22. It said, so just who is this Scott Brown, the hunk, who stripped naked for a photo shoot in Cosmopolitan in 1982? He's a lawyer, an Aerosmith fan. He is a child of divorced parents who had constantly changing stepfathers who were in part violent. He is quoted as saying, I was a small boy who was woken at night by his mother screaming and believed that he had to save her. Well, it's a tragedy that people have to grow up in this kind of environment, of course, but the question is this the kind of a person you want to entrust with holding the key to most important decisions in Congress? As I said, you may listen to all kinds of people who give you all kinds of ideas, but the solution isn't given. I'm going to give you the solution, and I know I'm not pleasing many of you now with what I have been saying. I don't care. The Apostle Paul says, if I still want to please man, I'm not worthy of God. The solution can be found in Isaiah 9, chapter 13 to 16. It says, for the people do not turn to him, God, who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel in one day. The elder and honorable, he is a head. The prophet who teaches lies, he is a tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed. My friends, unless we turn back to God with all our heart and all our strength and forget this political maneuvering, the most corrupt concept in the world, there's no hope for us. I hope you are waking up, my friends, and don't look at alternatives and solutions which aren't there. Let's go back to God and let us Let us worship him and follow his ways of life. That's the only hope we have. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.